He knew too much.
Clem Graver, right? G-R-A-V-E-R. You can imagine that when a thing like that happened and you were a newspaper fellow, would make a
impression. Quite a story.
Well, that's all for me.
Well, the Hoffa disposition was quite a thing.
You sure was.
I remember being someplace where it was appropriate and almost required that I ended up introducing my wife to Jimmy Hoffa, or Jimmy Hoffa to my wife, I guess would be more accurate. And afterwards she said to me, "Well, that's the terrible Jimmy Hoffa. Why," she said, "he's not any taller than I am." I said, "Well, that may be so, darling, but he's tough."
And he was.
Oh, you damn right he was tough.
George Fitzgerald was his attorney for a while. You knew George, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I'd forgotten that he was his attorney.
Yeah, he was. Hoffa, in effect, fired him after. Well, I'm not familiar enough with the details to go into that, but I know that there was a split there, and it was around the time that Hoffa was convicted of jury tampering.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know. That's,
well, he paid money for a couple of jurors, I think.
This is old-fashioned hardball. I don't know.
Oh, you bet.
Do you remember, here's another case that I thought there was some funny little wrinkles to that you might be interested in recalling. And there was a time when the United Mine Workers organized some barbers, haircutters, people that shaved in Detroit, and there got to be a dispute between the UMW and its little corporal's guard of barbers and the main organization of barbers called, I forget the full name of it, and the barbers' union, the old line union, responded by picketing the insurgent UMW, United Mine Worker Barbers. Remember when John Lewis started, was it District 50?
Yeah. He went catch all.
Yeah. And one of the picket signs, they started to picket, and one of the picket legends was, "Why get shaved by a miner?" And it was that was represented, the best of my understanding, the spirit of what was going on. And the UMW came in to try to stop the picketing. And the Supreme Court, I think you wrote the opinion, said this is a free speech right. There's no rough stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Let them pick it. You remember that case?
No.
Oh, gee, well.
I don't remember the case.
Well, it's a two-bit
but
case.
I guess I would have taken that position then and would probably take it now.